the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's the Passion Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We're glad you're here today, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for being here. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. On the email, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. 20 after the hour, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Would you swim in an urban river? One of the very famous is Boston's Charles River. It apparently is becoming the model. And also one of the other stories Dr. Ginsberg will talk about is iodine and IQ. There's new evidence that a little salt can go a long way. So that'll be 20 after the hour. What's toxic and what's not? At 35 past the hour, it's Straight Talks in the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Mike. And what are you two talking about today?
We're going to talk about three things, but the first is there's a new breast implant that's available that changes everything, at least Dr. Perry believes. What do I mean by changes everything? Well, it's so different. It's from one of Johnson & Johnson's subsidiaries, but he thinks it's a form gel breast implant. He thinks it's a total game changer. We'll find out why. The second thing is five tips to decrease your chance of a complication following surgery, any type of surgery, Dr. Perry's five tips. And the third is a new FDA-approved skin prep in a cloth, what you can do about it, how to get it so that you will have a reduced infection rate postoperatively. Really quite interesting and dramatic.
Straight Talk from the Docs, Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 past the hour. And Dr. Michael, try to fit a real age tip in, too, in this hour. We talked with an orthopedic surgeon about ACL injuries, and he does a lot of reconstructive surgery with ACLs and knee problems. And Dr. Mike, you said your son played soccer, right? And he had a few knee issues of his own?
Right. He was All-State in Illinois in soccer. So I've got to say, and that's from a Division III team to make All-State on the first team. He was absolutely a great player. But when he, and in fact, he used to practice in the off-season in a closed soccer, I guess it's 5-on-5, and indoor soccer in the summer or the winter. I can't remember which. But it was a very tough league. And so he was really good, and even on those dirt floors, no problem.
Wow.
But he went to play in St. Louis in medical school. When he was in medical school, he's now a physician. But when he was in his MD, PhD years, he would play on a field that wasn't as well manicured and put his foot in a hole one day, and that was his AC, his medial meniscus on one side, and then he did his medial meniscus on the other side. So when he came back after he rehabbed, he played a little while and was gluttony enough for punishment on that same field that he did it again.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Did he, as a soccer player, did he head the ball a lot?
He actually, he did head it a fair bit, so he worried about concussions. But, in fact, the best score I ever saw him do, which was it's something called a jackknife or something crazy, mm-hmm. but it's kicking the ball over your head, mm-hmm. behind you into the goal.
Yeah.
And he scored a key goal in that in one of the state championships. So I still remember that. You know, we didn't, back in that era, we didn't have pictures.
No, right. That's quite a move.
You had pictures, but you didn't have the iPhone picture. So couldn't get, you know, unless you were absolutely ready for something like that, you couldn't get it.
You never know. They also say now excessively heading the ball can change the white matter of the brain. And players who head the ball a lot also face a higher risk of developing thinking and memory problems. So that's a problem, too, by heading the ball in soccer.
It definitely is, and the Cleveland Clinic has this large study in both boxers and football players out in and what's it called, Ultimate Fighting or some crazy sport like that.
UFC.
Out in Las Vegas. So we are the certifying agency, if you will, and they get MRIs before they start in, before they get their Nevada licenses to either box or do UFL. So we'll have a bunch of studies on what helps, what hurts, and ways to prevent it that'll come out pretty soon. So we'll know a little more about whether there's some medicines you can take, whether there's food supplements you take, such as DHA, which is suspected in high doses of helping prevent. DHA is the coating around white matter, and so it's one of the things that's suspected. If you get 900 milligrams of DHA, it's a three-letter word. It's the active component of fish oil for the brain. In the brain, it is the coating around your nerves in the white matter. It's what gives the white matter its white sense. So 60% of that coating is DHA. And so it's suspected that if you get enough DHA, which you can get from salmon or ocean trout, as well as from DHA from algae or from fish, the fish get it from the algae, so that's where I get mine from. It's important for us as we get older. It helps us maintain memory, well documented in some randomized, large randomized controlled trials, but it appears that it may also be helpful for the average soccer player or football player in preventing injuries. So things like that will be tested.
Now, you, when you lived here, I'm sure you've seen some lacrosse, right? Syracuse University
lacrosse. I used to play lacrosse.
Yeah. I was watching the national championship game about a month ago, Syracuse-Duke. And that ball, that lacrosse ball, that's like a rock, right? That thing is, that's hard as a rock.
But you have a helmet on, right?
Yeah, but, you know, the goalie, I mean, he's doesn't have very much protection. He must have welts like nobody's business. One of the Syracuse lacrosse players took a shot dead on, point blank, and it hit the goalie's knee. The ball hit the goalie's knee, and Duke's goalie, and the ball flew in the air 50 yards.
No, I saw that. That was amazing.
Oh, I said, oh, that has to be painful. Oh.
Well, don't they have a knee protector on?
Didn't look like he had one on, but I mean, can you imagine the welts goalies have to have that ball as it is to?
No. I used to, when I was in high school, I played goalie.
Yeah.
And then when I went to college, I switched. I was smart enough. I wasn't big enough to play goalie in college, but I switched to a feeding attackman, you know, one of the behind-the-net guys.
Okay.
And we had the best guy in the world to feed. He was named Mike Anison, who set the record in the North-South game, scoring 13 goals. So and it just shows you how incompetent I was as a feeder that he would score 13 goals when he really got someone who could feed him the ball.
You got to be crazy to be a lacrosse goalie, I got to tell you. Before we go to the break, let's talk about a tick. This is an interesting story. Tick that spreads red meat allergies. How is that
happening?
Isn't
this wonderful? I mean, the funny thing is, it's a tick that has a protein and a glucose. It's called alpha gal, and it spreads. Somehow it causes you to have an allergy, a cross allergy, to the alpha gal in red meat, pork, this kind of thing, processed meats, that cause you serious GI upsets 3 to 6 hours later. So you have red meat and you have this upset, you can develop hives. No one's died from it yet. And some people get rid of it, some don't. But obviously it discourages you from having red meat. So there is a positive to this. That's a joke, Joe. But in any case, it's getting, there are 2,000 cases in West Virginia. It moves wherever ticks are. So the Northeast, which is, of course, the headquarters of deer ticks, it rides on deers and dogs and may cause injury to the dog. So when you give red meat to the dog, they get the same problem.
Oh, well, that's not good either. Yeah.
And they can't obviously express it to you other than whining and having pain. But it is getting more common, and this deer tick is getting whatever the specific. It's a Lone Star deer tick. It has a white, if you will, star or spot on its back.
Well, it's a very strange story, so be careful. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic, what's not, next. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.